From Letters Written by Shoghi Effendi. 34. One thing would lessen appreciably the heavy burden that weighs upon my heart and mind, and that is the extent to which the Baha'is conform in their private life and character to the high code established by Baha'u'llah. It is an infinitely high standard, and anything short of it will, in the eyes of those who really count, prove piteously negligible and utterly futile. Shoghi Effendi, 12th October 1924, to an individual believer. 35. Let every believer, desirous to witness the swift and healthy progress of the cause of God, realize the twofold nature of his task. Let him first turn his eyes inwardly and search his own heart and satisfy himself that in his relations with his fellow believers, irrespective of color and class, he is proving himself increasingly loyal to the spirit of his beloved faith. Assured and content that he is exerting his utmost in a conscious effort to approach nearer every day the lofty station to which his gracious master summons him, let him turn to his second task, and with befitting confidence and vigour assail the devastating power of those forces which in his own heart he has already succeeded in subduing. Fully alive to the unfailing efficacy of the power of Baha'u'llah, and armed with the essential weapons of wise restraint and inflexible resolve, let him wage a constant fight against the inherited tendencies, the corruptive instincts, the fluctuating fashions, the false pretenses of the society in which he lives and moves. Shoghi Effendi, 12th April 1927, to the National Spiritual Assembly of the United States and Canada. Baha'i Administration, page 130. 36. We can prove ourselves worthy of our cause only if in our individual conduct and corporate life we sedulously imitate the example of our beloved Master, whom the terrors of tyranny, the storms of incessant abuse, the oppressiveness of humiliation never caused to deviate a hair's breadth from the revealed law of Baha'u'llah. Such is the path of servitude. Such is the way of holiness he chose to tread to the very end of his life. Nothing short of the strictest adherence to his glorious example can safely steer our course amid the pitfalls of this perilous age, and lead us on to fulfill our high destiny. Shoghi Effendi, 12th of April, 1927, Baha'i Administration, page 132. 37. In philanthropic enterprises and acts of charity, in promotion of the general welfare and furtherance of the public good, including that of every group without any exceptions whatever, let the beloved of God attract the favourable attention of all and lead all the rest. Shoghi Effendi, January 1929, address to the Baha'is of the East, translated from the Persian. 38. The work in which you are engaged is dear and near to my heart, and constitutes one of the most vital aspects of the manifold activities of our beloved faith. The highest standards of purity, of integrity, of detachment and sacrifice must be maintained by the members of your group in order to enable you to play a decisive part in the spread and consolidation of the faith. A tremendous responsibility has been laid upon you, and nothing short of a pure, a virtuous, an active, and truly exemplary life can enable you to fulfill your high destiny. in the handwriting of Shoghi Effendi, appended to a letter 6th September 1934, written on his behalf to the Youth Council of the National Spiritual Assembly of the United States and Canada. 39. Such a rectitude of conduct must manifest itself with ever-increasing potency in every verdict which the elected representatives of the Baha'i community, in whatever capacity they may find themselves, may be called upon to pronounce. It must be constantly reflected in the business dealings of all its members, in their domestic lives, in all manner of employment, and in any service they may in the future render their government or people. It must be exemplified in the conduct of all Baha'i electors when exercising their sacred rights and functions. It must characterize the attitude of every loyal believer towards non-acceptance of political posts, non-identification with political parties, non-participation in political controversies, and non-membership in political organizations and ecclesiastical institutions. It must reveal itself in the uncompromising adherence of all, whether young or old, to the clearly enunciated and fundamental principles laid down by Abdu'l-Bahá in his addresses, and to the laws and ordinances revealed by Baha'u'lláh in his most holy book. It must be demonstrated in the impartiality of every defender of the faith against its enemies, in his fair-mindedness in recognizing any merits that enemy may possess, and in his honesty in discharging any obligations he may have towards him. It must constitute the brightest ornament of the life, the pursuits, the exertions, and the utterances of every Baha'i teacher, whether laboring at home or abroad, whether in the front ranks of the teaching force or occupying a less active and responsible position. It must be made the hallmark of that numerically small yet intensely dynamic and highly responsible body of the elected national representatives of every Baha'i community, which constitutes the sustaining pillar and the sole instrument for the election in every community of that universal house whose very name and title, as ordained by Baha'u'lláh, symbolizes that rectitude of conduct which is its highest mission to safeguard and enforce. Shoghi Effendi, 25th December 1938, The Advent of Divine Justice, page 26. 40. A chaste and holy life must be made the controlling principle in the behavior and conduct of all Baha'is, both in their social relations with the members of their own community and in their contact with the world at large. It must adorn and reinforce the ceaseless labors and meritorious exertions of those whose enviable position is to propagate the message and to administer the affairs of the faith of Baha'u'lláh. It must be upheld in all its integrity and implications in every phase of the life of those who fill the ranks of that faith, whether in their homes, their travels, their clubs, their societies, their entertainments, their schools, and their universities. It must be accorded special consideration in the conduct of the social activities of every Baha'i summer school and any other occasions on which Baha'i community life is organized and fostered. It must be closely and continually identified with the mission of the Baha'i youth, both as an element in the life of the Baha'i community and as a factor in the future progress and orientation of the youth of their own country. Shoghi Effendi, 25th December 1938, The Advent of Divine Justice, page 29.